216-474-0092. It's a Browns Therapy Monday right here on Baskin and Phelps.
92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. I need you to enter the word cheer, C-H-E-E-R, cheer, at 92.3thefan.com by noon for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and the Lost Christmas Eve, presented by the Minutemen family of companies. That's Friday, December 27th at 3 p.m. at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Again, the word is cheer. And again, tickets on sale Friday, September 13th at 10 a.m. at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com. A portion of the proceeds benefit the St. Augustine Hunger Center, courtesy of Live Nation and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. The word is cheer. The place to go, 92.3TheFan.com.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong on this.
You're wrong.
Okay.
Sure.
It's just easier.
It's easier to concede.
Tell me if this is a wrong way to look at it. Look at this. If it's too realistic. If it's too calm. Okay.
Okay.
The Browns played a terrible game. They looked unprepared.
Yep.
They looked not coached well. They looked not very talented.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't look dominant on defense. I think the defensive game wasn't as bad as it could have been, but still. James sent me an email. He made a very, very valid point. He said back-to-back games, teams have scored 45 and 33 on the Browns. That's a really valid point, James. That's a real valid point. And he said, have teams figured something out? I don't know. All right, but it's a real valid point. My thought is this. Tell me if this is too calm. Okay, one game, they were awful. If the offense looks this bad and the defense looks as meh as it looked yesterday against Dallas.
I don't know. They were in the field.
Hold on. Okay. After next week against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Then it's time to think, okay, what's going on here? This is a problem. This is a problem, and it needs fixed and blah, 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 blah. Yesterday, I chalk a lot of it up to Dallas is a really good team.
Yeah, that's another part we don't really tend to see.
Dallas has a pretty dang good offense. They have the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
They have a great wide receiver in CeeDee Lamb. And Ezekiel Elliott turned back the clock. It must have been the number 15. And the Browns offense was going up against a dynamite defense that looked even better than it looked in the past with Mike Zimmer now as coordinator. Is that too calm? Is that too rationalizing what was a bad, bad, bad performance by this team?
I think everything you're saying is 100% legit, and it all falls in line with many of the reasons they lost. And then you add the fact that your quarterback didn't look ready. Your offense didn't look ready. They're out of sync. You took way too many penalties yesterday. The defense was on the field way too long in that first half. Way too long. So why would we be surprised by what we saw in the second half? Little things that normally don't happen happened in yesterday. I watched Amari Cooper drop a football. I never thought I would ever watch him drop like that.
And so, he had to extend a little bit, Andy, yeah. But it hit him right in the hands.
Yeah, it was just like, I'm giving him a pass. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Plus, you lost David Njoku. Who knows what he's going to look like?
Oh,
he walked out of there in a boot yesterday.
That's not what you want.
There are just too many things that they did not look like a professional football team yesterday.
Running game was non-existent.
I thought that was one of my keys to the game.
Yeah. I said they have to run the football. They were terrible. You didn't have your starting tackles. If you don't have your starting tackles, blah, 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 I don't care after one game. If it happens again against a lesser team in Jacksonville, though I think Jacksonville, I mentioned last week, I think they're a team that could surprise this year. If the Browns look as bad as they looked against the Cowboys against Jacksonville, then I think you've got big issues. And there are drastic things that could happen after that, I think, that would be valid. But we'll see.
Let's just hope that Dallas is really, really, really good and that we caught them early on in the season.
Browns were unprepared, flat, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's the other part.
And it's one game.
Yeah, even as good as Dallas is, it's the unprepared part for the Browns that bothers me more than
they looked unprepared, didn't they, Andy?
Yes. The alignment penalties are just ridiculous.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, I could see one.
Cowboys had as many penalties in the game, though, as the Browns did, which I thought was strange.
You know what? It felt like, I won't say it.
And they were together with the same, you know, same offense, same everything else. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We're going to let everybody vent today. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, aren't we?
Yeah.
Let's go to the state of Texas. Jeremy's in Fort Worth. Hello, Jeremy. Oh.
Hey guys, I love y'all, and I love the Therapy Monday, especially because I'm actually a therapist. But just for context, cool. I'm a 50-year-old, you know, lifetime Browns fan from Cleveland, and but I'm more of an emotional fan more than like an analytical fan. So okay. This is where I'm coming from. But I felt the first round of boos yesterday. I felt like that was valid. Those were the people like myself from day one who were upset about the Baker Mayfield trade, who were upset about Watson, and then really lost their minds when we let Flacco go. You know, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like to me that, like, at some point, will Cleveland Sports Radio or Cleveland anybody validate those fans from day one who were calling this game, you know, from the very beginning? That's one part of it. I also think Watson is a little bit of a, I don't want to say a cancer on the team, but he's got such a flat affect, and he doesn't seem like a leader or like he wants to be there. And so that's kind of troublesome. In terms of even some of the unprepared stuff. I just don't think he's inspiring that team, if that makes any sense. That's where my head's at.
No, Jeremy, I think that does make sense.
Well, I mean, it was Jameis Winston that was leading the guys on the field before the game, so working with the ones, and he was getting them fired up. But, I I'm not making excuses, and I don't know how much of an impact it may have had in the game, but, I mean, if – and I don't know what the relationship there was, and I don't know if it was expected, and I don't know. But, I mean, Deshaun lost his dad 2 days ago, so there's a part of me that's keeping that in consideration of what emotionally yesterday might have been like for him. So,
well, let me ask you an honest question. As far as you guys, you're analytical, you know the deal, and you got to represent the city in sports radio. When is it time to put the other quarterback in? Like, you know, what is the circumstance?
You mean
like
in yesterday's game in particular or long term?
Long term.
Like we'll give him the second game.
Based on the contract after next season.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Right? We've discussed this. Next season, yep. Based on the contract.
I said this all summer. If it's not working this year, I don't know how you go into another year of it. I mean, I think Deshaun has to play.
I think financially, they're going to have to go into another year on this.
It doesn't mean you have to play him, does it?
No, that's true.
Doesn't mean you have to play him. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Yes, it is being too calm, Jeff. I know you're there, Andy. I wanted to address the question first.
Oh, yeah. Todd, I was just trying to figure out who was on the line. Oh, it's Todd. Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, it is being too calm, Jeff. It's being much too calm. This was no better play or coaching than what we just saw a few months ago in Houston. No better at all, zero. And it wasn't a matter of them being unprepared. They just got pushed around. It looked like one team was in the weight room more than the other. That's exactly what it looked like on the line. So I watch Watson, and I say the same thing I said last night. That's all we're going to get from him. He still has enough around him to get to where we want him to go, but don't expect anything better. And it's time to really start thinking aggressively or moving aggressively. Who are we going to get to replace him? Because that wasn't just him, but I'm talking about him right now. They just got pushed around, man. They look like they just weren't in the weight room as much as the Cowboys were. And then I have a question. I want to ask this so you can answer off the air. They got the same number of penalties, but did their penalties add up to the same number of yards lost and downs lost? All right.
There you go, Todd. Penalties, 11 for 85 yards for
both teams had 11.
Yeah. We had 11 for 84 yards. Mm-hmm.
Both had 11 penalties.
64 for us, sorry, 64. But they were silly penalties. We had silly penalties yesterday. Right? Lining up wrong? I mean, come on. It's the NFL.
There were tons of teams, the Ravens lining up in illegal formations because their tackles were not on the line. There were some strange things in week one all the way around. Doesn't excuse what happened yesterday. Dominic is in East Rochester. Dominic, welcome back.
Hey,
haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. Thanks, guys. Listen, I like you guys, but...
Oh, here it comes.
You're being way too calm. This was so bad that you are definitely being way too calm.
I got if they win things. Next week, will we be... Will
you be too calm now?
Yeah.
No. If they no, they have to win next week. They have to win next week.
I'm hard pressed to disagree with you on that one, Dominic.
And certainly it cannot look like this. Listen, I got two things. So much for not playing guys during the
there it is.
The preseason.
There's the first one of the day. Dominic, valid point. Valid point.
Yeah. And secondly, and I know you'll have a field day with this because it's only one game, but this coaching staff better get this thing turned around or they better update their resumes as far as I'm concerned. So let me be the first one to say that. It was that bad. It was that bad.
Dominic, thank you very much.
There's a cartoon aspect to what you said.
10:34 Monday morning after the first game, the first fire Stefanski of the season.
Back,
Dominic, like way to go, baby.
Can we save that phone call? That had like a cartoon feel to it.
It's like a warm hug.
They better figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Careful, boo-boo.
Look out there, hey? That's a picnic bag. Oh, no, it's not. That's a drop to football.
Thank you, Andrew. Folks, are we being... Is calm the... If it happens again, you've got major issues. They lost a game to a good team and looked like garbage doing it. Let's not hide that fact. They were bad.
You've kind of brought me back to rational because I was a little irrational at one point after the game yesterday. Yeah,
no way.
I mean, the hard part is I can't like. It's week one and they've had bad games before and they've looked bad, but it is two bad games in a row. It is. I don't know. We've lived with winless seasons around here, so. I think that either I'm just completely numb or I was so mad yesterday that they just didn't show up, man. That's the worst part of the whole thing. The Browns didn't show up yesterday. Nationally televised audience. The fans were out in full force. They were
Tom Brady was there.
Our fans were amazing yesterday. Yeah, I know it felt like there were a lot of Dallas fans, but our fans were amazing yesterday, and they didn't show up for them, and that's the difficult part.
And that's a problem.